This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on translating children's rights slogans into action, vows to make Nepal free of street children within mid-April of 2025. President Ramchandra Pawadil calls on all sides concerned to disseminate positive messages about Nepal's adventurous sports abroad. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assures of making citizenship directives timely as per the Constitution and Supreme Court's order. And Typhoon Yagi caused floods kill at least 33 people, leaving more than 230,000 people displaced in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment to make the country free of street children within mid-April of 2025. At a program organized by the Nepal Children's Organization at the Prime Minister residence in Balwatar on the occasion of the 60th National Children's Day today, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the government has the resolution to change the situation as a large number of children are still surviving a helpless and ignored life and are also being deprived of access to health and education opportunities. Emphasizing the slogan, Investment in Children and Initiation for Secured Future into Action, the Prime Minister said the children should have an environment to survive a free life rather of poverty. The prizes and certificates were distributed to the winning students of various competitions organized on the occasion of the Children's Day. Prime Minister and Chairman of the CPNUML, KP Sharma Oli, has urged the party line to devote to the activities in a bid to establish the party as a dominant political force in the country, urging party rank and file during a national workshop organized on organizational strengthening at local level. Prime Minister Oli said any effort that intends to block the present journey must be frustrated at a time when the country is consolidating federal republic with peace, prosperity and good governance. President Ramchandra Pawadil has called on all sides concerned to disseminate positive messages about Nepal's adventurous sports in the international arena, arguing that there is huge potential for adventurous sports in Nepal, welcoming sports journalists and office bearers who arrived Kathmandu from different countries to participate in the Congress of Asian Sports Journalists Federation, AIPS Asia. President Pawadil urged them to make publicity of Nepal in the world sports arena, citing that Nepal is a favorable place for sports and athletes. President Pawadil lauded the AIPS Asia for establishing a good trend by honoring best athletes continuously. The welcome ceremony was organized at the President's office in Sital Nivas today. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the citizenship directives will be made timely as per the Constitution, Citizenship Act, regulations and the Supreme Court order. Speaking at a program organized by News Agency Nepal on citizenship laws and practices, Home Minister Lekhak assured that the directives will be reviewed in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution. Home Minister Lekhak also emphasized on resolving and bringing conclusion the issue of citizenship. He shared that the Police Act enacted in the year 2012 Bikram Sambat is being amended and tabled before the parliament within a month. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has argued that the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Indira Ranamagar should not be removed. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Chairperson Dahal expressed the view that it would not be appropriate to relieve from post the woman leader who is from an indigenous community and worked selflessly for children's upliftment and rights. On a different note, also the former Prime Minister Dahal laid emphasis on appointment of Chief Justice based on seniority. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has urged one and all to work for human cause as it is pious deed of one's life. At a program in Lamjung today, Minister Gurung mentioned that one can get earned virtues by involving in humanitarian service as he or she can get true bliss from it. The communication minister reminded that he had announced Gandaki province as the place free of street-dependent people when he was the province chief minister. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Nawal Kishore Sasodi has pointed out the need for increasing investment to carry out effective work in the best interest of the people. Of the children. At a program organized by the ministry on the occasion of the National Children's Day today, Minister Suri stressed for more investment in the education and health sector and protection of children. He argued that there are several challenges in child rights protection and dignified future of children, and government was effortful to address them. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Severe flooding has hit Myanmar after Typhoon Yagi, with more than 230,000 people forced to flee their homes. The state-run media reported that the country's ruling junta has requested foreign aid to mitigate the impact. The capital, Naypyidaw, is among the area's worst hit. The BBC cited the country's military as saying the floods have killed at least 33 people. State-run Daily New Light of Myanmar says some temporary relief camps have been set up for victims made homeless. Asia's most powerful storm this year, Typhoon Yagi, has already swept Vietnam, the Chinese island of Hainan, and the Philippines. The state-run media say Junta Chief Jenmin Ong Liang and other Burmese officials have visited areas of heavy flooding and inspected the rescue and relief efforts. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has held talks with US President Joe Biden about Ukraine, but he did not signal any decision on allowing Kyiv to fire long-range missiles into Russia. According to the BBC, Sir Keir said the talks in Washington concentrated on strategy rather than a particular step or tactic. The White House said they also had expressed deep concern about Iran and North Korea's provision of lethal weapons to Russia. Only on Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia had launched over 70 Iranian-made drones across Ukraine overnight and that his country needed more air defense and long-range capabilities. Ahead of the talks at the White House, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Western nations not to let Ukraine fire long-range missiles at Russia. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province and Gandaki province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi province and Gandaki province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on translating children's rights slogans into action, vows to make Nepal free of street children within mid-April of 2025. President Ramchandra Pawarel calls on all sides concerned to disseminate positive messages about Nepal's adventurous sports abroad. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assures of making citizenship directives timely as per the Constitution and Supreme Court's order, and Typhoon Yagi caused floods kill at least 33 people, leaving more than 230,000 people displaced in Myanmar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.